Baby, let me see you go, Brenda. Tell a t-shirt, it's Friday, girl. Go ahead and twerk. I like the way she do that. She rubbing her fingers through her hair. Go, Linda. Tell Alicia, it's Friday, girl. Go ahead and twerk. Go, Don. Go, Sean. Go, Ness. Go, Alicia.
The classes of J.C. Harmon High School and KCK will not be held today due to an electrical outage. The KCK Public School District said last night that the crews from the Kansas City Board of Public Utilities were working the outage, but it wasn't clear when things will be restored. So as a result, district officials have made decision to cancel classes on Friday. So students of J.C. Harmon, I know I got a lot of listeners over there right now because y'all excited and all of that. So yeah, no school for y'all, but just make it up on Monday. You be all right. Which one of your favorite comedians don't take showers every day? You might be shocked at the answer. You're going to find out that during the shade coming up at 6:22 on the Morning Grind.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:24 today. Look for highs in the upper 20s. Mostly sunny and very cold. Right now you clear 21 in North KC. Comedian B. Simone has admitted that she don't take a shower every day.
Don't shower every day? I don't shower every day. Is that nasty?
Is that a normal thing for women though, right?
Hell no!
It's like,
at least like 2 days.
Out of the week?
No, I'm saying like you can miss 2 days.
I mean, yeah.
Like if it's a Monday.
Yeah, I'm not going out 3-4 days. Yeah, unless I'm like hugging it.
You'll take a shower on Wednesday.
But where were you thugging it?
Like,
if you take a shower on Monday, when's the next time you're taking a shower?
Wednesday.
At least by, Thursday morning.
So 2 full days. So 3 days.
Monday, Tuesday. Oh, Wednesday.
Don't say Wednesday.
But I mean, a Thursday probably has happened.
Like Monday morning, then Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah. Like if we're super busy, I'd rather sleep than shower.
Long as it cool down.
Ain't nobody down there.
Okay.
So,
I'm saying that then.
But see, then it's like, okay, why are you only showering when you get
a... Now, me being a huskier person, we can't abide by them rules. You got to shower every single day. I just know that your body got DNA and it goes through a lot of things every day that probably needs to be cleaned. This is why you don't go over everybody's houses all the time. Because everybody doesn't have the same clean regulations as you do.
Girl, back.
According to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the state of Georgia says it will be calling 300 witnesses during Young Thug and Gunna's RICO trial, which may require months of testimony. The trial of the two Atlanta rappers and 26 other defendants is set to start in January in Fulton County. And during an interview with Billboard, Future revealed one of his dreams.
If I was married at home with my kids, man, it'd be way different. That's a life I never lived. Like some you dream about, that's one of my dreams. You know what I'm saying? You got a dream, you dream that. Like, it's easy for other people, but it just, for me, it's just like rock star lifestyle. It don't gel well. Yeah. Even creating music, I just feel like I'm missing out on something if I don't make the music a certain kind of way. It's like I really dedicated my entire life to my fans. I dedicated my entire life to my music. Everything that I love, everything that I got, I put in the music, you know what I mean? And the outcome is yet to be determined, like still to this day. Like, I'm still building on it.
That man ain't trying to get married. You hear it right there, man. He want to stay in a rock star lifestyle.
Sensational.
And it's probably best that you don't get married if you're not going to be 110% committed to it, because it'll end sooner than you think.
I bet a lot of people saying, he ain't lying. Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
This is a time for you to live with abundance. Yours is a life to be filled with abundance. Pick a possibility and follow it. Persist with it. Fulfill it. Then select another and another, bringing a continual flow of richness to life. Living with abundance doesn't mean being wasteful, selfish, careless, or frivolous. A life of abundance is a life of positive purpose, joy, energy, achievement, and generosity. Abundance is the nature of the universe. Choose to resonate with that reality and make abundance the nature of your existence. A new day dawns, a fresh moment comes, ready to fill with your own flavor of abundance. As you dance with what's possible, those possibilities continue to grow. Live with abundance, for it is what you do best. Live with abundance, and make it ever more present throughout all of life. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Morning Grind Motivational Minute on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind.
Shut up, Brian.
Getting ready when you still sleep with Lauren. Getting ready when you still sleep alarm going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door, now it's stuck. And you could be whoever long as you ain't giving up. Getting ready when you still sleep, it never takes long when I'm outside waiting on the bus. Shout out to the kids cause I'm doing it for us. So I'ma tell them having good grades is a must.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. Good morning, y'all. It's the Morning Grind. Max Sauce holding Kansas City down as always. 6:54. Today, look for highs in the lower 30s. Mostly sunny and very cold. Right now, you are cloudy and 21 in KCK. Today's teacher of the day is Chris Bowie, who's been in education for 3 years now, and who was brought to education by George Floyd, Tamir Rice, Mike Brown, and so many other black people slaughtered in the streets. And his favorite quote to his students is, "Education is the passport to the future, but tomorrow belongs to those who prepare for it today." And the song that gets Chris going is Charlie Boy's I Look Good. Yes, sir, Chris Bowie, take a bow. You are today's Morning Grind teacher of the day, always taking the time to salute our educators, providing the future for our youth. On the Morning Grind, Hot 103 Jam.
You will never beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
Hot 103 Jams.
Played two of these teams. Now, we haven't played Denver yet, but you know that they're great football teams. They just, in football, man, anybody can beat anybody any day. And so it hasn't gone their way in some of these games, these close, hard-fought games. But we understand how good the Chargers are. We're not looking ahead to being three games up or whatever it is. We're looking at what can we do to win today so that we can win on Sunday. And so we understand it's going to be a great challenge, and we're going to play our best football if we want to win.
Week 11 in the National Football League brings our Kansas City Chiefs. We got flexed into Sunday Night Football against these Los Angeles Chargers. Ron the Show Hughley from ArrowheadPride.com is joining the show again. And Ron, what you seeing from these Chargers this week, man?
I don't know. Who's going to be on the field is the crazy thing for the Chargers, man. Mike Williams and Keenan Allen, those are the real key ones, because this will be by far, and I'll be honest with you, low-key, I want them to play. To me, I think it's important to see this young secondary. After they let old doo-doo Rashad Fenton go, now they know what their secondary and their corners are going to be, the young cats of Williams and Watson and McDuffie. And this, by far, if Keenan Allen, Mike Williams did a number on them, I mean a number on them in the first game, this will be the best receiving core that they face. And I want them to get, you know, some action against these receiving cores so down the line, if they got to face Buffalo again in the playoffs, you know, they've got some confidence in what they've been able to do. So this Chargers team is so beat up and so injured. Mike Williams and Keenan Allen have practiced this week. But talking around, sniffing around, I've heard some people would be surprised if Williams plays with that high ankle sprain. But that's the thing, is you just don't know what Chargers team you're going to get. If you get the team that don't have Keenan Allen and Mike Williams – You know, that's a much different team than if they had those two if they were at full strength.
Yeah, you don't know what Chiefs team you're going to get either. Mecole Hardman placed on injured reserve. Hopefully the Chiefs will get him coming down the home stretch going into the playoffs later on in the season. Juju Smith-Schuster did not participate in practice due to concussion protocol. And MVS, Marquez Valdez-Scanlon, was a light participant in practice. So that means some of the more unexperienced guys like Justin Watson, he's going to have to step up. And Kadarius Toney, we saw a little sprinkle of what he could do in this Chiefs offense last week, Ron.
See, I hate it. I knew you was going to take me here and make me do this.
Got to.
Hey, I've been scared to say this out loud. I think Kadarius Toney's the best wide receiver. Everybody healthy already. Hey, I don't know what other Chiefs fans did, but watching Kadarius Toney got me so excited last week. Hey, I think he's their best receiver already. He's doing stuff that I just like. That play where he goes up and high points and goes to get the ball, I don't think the Chiefs have anybody else on the team that can do that outside of Travis Kelce. I mean, I said when the trade happened, boy, this looks odd. It looks redundant. It looks like they got a lot of guys that play like that. But I'll just trust Andy if he sees something, and it is clear he sees something. We're 2 weeks into this puppy, and I think he's already their best wide receiver. I think we're going to see a lot more of him this Sunday with all the injury potential you're talking about. Like, we already know Hardman's out, and the way that Juju got hit, he's not coming back in a week. So I think it's a lot of Kadarius Toney, and I am amped to see him because this is the closest that they can get to Tyreek Hill. I'm not saying he is Tyreek. It's the closest. The way, the different things, the different ways that he got involved. The jet sweep last week that he took for 32. He doesn't just go down easy. He can break tackles and make guys miss and then go up and go get the ball. And to think Pat already trusts him to throw the ball up for him to go get it. Man, they found gold in Kadarius Toney. And I'm afraid that the next time we talk next week, it's going to be full blown. And we all going to be looking like, oh, my God. These cats have struck gold with this dude and found their best receiver for a third and a sixth round pick.
Ron, I think this one is going to be close. I think the Chiefs win 19-16. Chargers will be fighting for their lives, and they're going to try to come out and lock our offense down. But Patrick does just enough to get the Chiefs over the hump.
You know, I agree. I think a lot of people think about these two teams, they feel like it's going to be a shootout. If we look at the first game, it was 27-24. I don't think it's going to be as low scoring as you have it. Man, I want to see the Chiefs put on a show on national TV because I think when I look around, especially after last week, that the Chiefs are the best team in football. But when I watch them, I don't know that I get that overwhelming feeling. I mean, when you got Buffalo doing what they're doing, they're third place in their own division. And Philly's losing to the Washington Commandos. And, I mean, I don't trust Minnesota like that. So I think they're the best team, but I would like to see them put together a performance against at least a playoff-level team, as the Chargers are at least right now, to kind of set the league on notice like, yeah, man, we're coming to our own, and we're coming. And we are the best team in the league, and there ain't no confusion about it. So I hope to see that. I think they win 27-21.
ArrowheadPride.com. Click on the link. And you'll see the Show and BK podcast, one of the best on the planet. Thank you so much, Ron and Show Hughley. Appreciate you. We'll holler at you next week, dog.
Yes, sir.
Now it's time for the Shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
724 today. Look for highs in the upper 20s. Very cold. Right now you're cold and clear, 21 at the Grandview Triangle.
This Variety headline from today. It was, CNN plans to sober up Lizzo's New Year's Eve coverage. The article does point out that Anderson and I are still allowed to drink. I just want you to know, Anderson and I are going to party harder than we have ever partied before on New Year's Eve. Do you understand me?
Andy Cohen promising that this year's CNN New Year's Eve won't be a sober one. Earlier this week, CNN CEO Chris Licht was quoted as saying that drinking on camera hurt the network's respectability. Because last year, Don Lemon was Don Lemon.
Okay, Anderson, I'm going to get in trouble. I have a better name for your CNN Plus show.
Uh-oh. Okay, what is it?
It won't be the first time. You've called me Daddy.
Here's Daddy.
Former Real Housewives of Atlanta star Cynthia Bailey is not getting back with her ex-husband Peter Thomas. Fans speculated that Cynthia was getting back with Peter after her Facebook page shared an image of the former couple along with the caption, "Officially coming home." Producer ATL Jacob has revealed that he has yet to be paid for work on Ye's 11th album, Donda 2.
Everybody was confused, like, how we get paid?
Were you confused?
Hey, yeah, I'm still confused. Like, if he banned for stem player, now how we get paid? He'll upload the songs on the stem player, and they wasn't even complete songs. But like, none of the songs were done. He was just uploading demos.
Really?
Yeah. You just think about, like, what is going on?
Okay. Have you gotten paid for those songs?
I ain't tripping, though, because I learned a lot just working on them. Just creative-wise, like, I learned a lot. Even business, too, like, it was cool. As long as songs ain't out publicly and I still didn't get paid, it's cool.
If he ain't got that bread now, you can forget about it. Donda 2 is only available on Kanye West's stem player device. And without it being on any digital service providers, no coins is coming in. Hell, ATL Jacob better get like y'all and try to register for this $1,000 in free fall cash and $500 in gas. He better off doing that than relying on Kanye right now.
Period.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's time to say happy birthday one last time on the Morning Grind to those strategic, self-reliant, and hypnotic Scorpios. Happy birthday, y'all.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
Actor Owen Wilson turns 54 today. One of my favorite comedians ever, Mike Epps. Today is his 52nd birthday. Today is Fabulous's 45th birthday. Boston Red Sox great David Ortiz turns 47. R&B singer Mila J turns 40. Actor Michael Ward, today is his 25th birthday. Mike Jones, who? He turns 41 today. Damon Wayans Jr., today is his 40th birthday. We getting up there, y'all. And journalist Megyn Kelly turns 52. Let's take it to the crib and wish some of our folks in KC some happy birthdays. John G., Matthew Flores, and Ty Jennings, happy birthday to y'all. Marlon Wilson, Kathy Riley, and Denisha Arnold, happy birthday to y'all. And a special happy birthday to my dog, Shane Williams, from Arrowhead Allies. Happy birthday to everybody born on November 18th. Turn up, Scorpios. It's y'all day to celebrate.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
Winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, who is this?
It's Charles, man.
You ready for That's My Jam on this Red Friday, fam?
Man, let's give it a shot.
I'm a movement by myself, but I'm a force when we're together. Mommy, I'm good all by myself, but baby, you make me better.
Make me better. Make me better.
Yeah, see, nice and easy, man. We got your family four-pack of digital tickets to both days of the Hall of Fame Classic College Basketball Tournament. It's going down at the T-Mobile Center this coming week, November 21st and the 22nd. Plus, you automatically qualify for a chance to win $1,000 of free fall cash and $500 of free gas a week from today on $1,000 Friday, all right?
All right.
Tell the town what morning show is getting you up and ready every day, fam.
The Morning Grind with Shine on Hot 103 Jams. Don't forget to slam that bass.
Outstanding.
Listen now for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in free fall cash and $500 in gas.
See me chasing dollars, bills, chasing dollar bills.
Dropping a stack.
Yay!
Hot 103 Jams.
I need that money.
How about those cheese?
Hot 103 Jams.